Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity can thrive, people, animals, the earth itself. And we also believe that business as a function is one of the most powerful vehicles for moving the world in that direction. If business leaders make decisions and operate from a sense of balance and centeredness that we all have the capacity to do as human beings. So how do you get there? Well, we have this practice of remembrance that we use to help people access their, what we call inner wisdom, that place inside that knows best, all experienced in our lives from time to time. And if we can operate from that place, then we're going to make decisions that take into account what's best for the most. And we'll be looking for ways to improve the world as opposed to just pursuing material gain. So, but it takes practice, and that's why we offer this call, to give people a chance at least once a week for a half an hour to check in, spend some time in their heart, and reconnect with that ability and capacity that we all have to live and act from our deepest essential self. And hopefully that'll take root and you'll begin to turn that into a daily practice. And over time, your heart will become the dominant decision maker and your head will be carrying out the orders of your heart. So that's why we do it. Now, the way the calls work is I'll give a short teaching and then I'll take the group into remembrance, and we'll go as deep as we can go in the time that we've got tonight. So our teaching for tonight is about abundance. And we live in this world, this material world, where marketing campaigns are telling us constantly that we're not living the good life if we don't have, you know, this car or that house or the right kind of vacations or X amount of money in our retirement accounts, and other material possessions that they prey on in terms of showing us comparisons about having or not having. And it's all going after our emotions and our ego. So this is not helpful. There's a whole bunch of research that shows that the happiest societies on earth are the simpler ones, where material possessions are more equal, for one thing, and fewer, and that where relationships are treasured the most, where families and communities are what is the driving force and the source of happiness for people. So, this is really true. Abundance can get confused with wealth, material wealth, and abundance is so much bigger than that. And it's married to gratitude. So when we stop and we consider all the ways that we're being cared for, we begin to see that our lives are actually abundant. And a natural response to this experience of abundance is gratitude. So they go hand in hand. I remember I was in a group one time where we were doing some inner work, and the counselor was working with one individual, a guy who was sitting right next to me, who was really in a sad sack kind of mental state. He felt that his life was a wreck, that, he ruined all his chances to be successful, that, everything was going against him, and that he had nothing going for him. So the counselor asked him a question. He said, well, what do you have that you're grateful for? And the guy, he came up with nothing. He couldn't imagine one thing that he was grateful for. So the counselor asked him, well, do you have legs that work? And he looked at him kind of strangely and said, well, yeah. Well, how about your arms? Your arms function? Your hands work? Do you have opposable thumbs that can allow you to grip things and move things around, and your legs are able to move you to different places? Do you have lungs that are capable of breathing air? Do you have eyesight that allows you to see the beauty in the world? And he went on and on. And the guy, you know, well, I don't know if the guy did, but I certainly did, really woke me up to the fact that, man, I am being taken care of in so many ways that I just take for granted, that I feel I'm entitled to. In fact, I'm not even conscious of that. But when I really thought about how well I'm being cared for, this magnificent physical body we have that has trillions of things going on simultaneously without us even being aware of them, it's an amazing, amazing, I don't even know what to call it, living thing. And then how we, you know, we're taken care of by the earth that we live on. And it just brought up this wave of gratitude inside me. And I began to think about what the rich relationships that I've had and still have in my life. And all the ways that my life is so rich and so abundant that I was just, I was amazed and almost on my knees in gratitude. So, abundance is so much more than what we're being fed with marketing campaigns and with the stores and with the reader boards and with the, you know, the scrolling on our computers and the ads that show up and all that stuff and the television commercials. It is so much more than that. It is very, very rich when we think of all the ways that we are living in abundance. So that's our teaching for tonight. Let's see if we can tune into that in our remembrance. So as human beings, we are physical, emotional, and mental beings, as well as, and this is unique in creation, spiritual beings. We have this other life that lives within us that we're part of, that we are, that is our true self. So let's check and see where we're starting from. It's always nice to know where we're at, and so we can compare later to where we've gone. So physically, sit in your chair, or if you're on the floor, wherever you're sitting, and feel your connection to the earth. Feel your feet on the floor, and notice the connection with the bottom of your feet to the earth, and to the effect of gravity as it holds you in the chair. Your back in the chair back, all those connection points. And what is that? What's the quality of that gravitational, physical connection to the earth? Does it feel light and nimble? Does it feel heavy and plodding? Does it feel hard or soft and malleable? Just tune in and notice. Notice any aches or pains. Notice any discomfort and where you are comfortable, where you feel like you're in the flow. Now bringing your attention back to your feet, tune in and you'll notice that there's something else going on besides the bones and the flesh and the muscles. There's some sort of energetic or vibratory action happening as well. For me, it's like a tingling, almost an electrical current that's running through me. This is the energetic connection that runs through everything, that ties everything together, that is our common grid work, if you want to think of it that way, that ties every living thing together. And it's moving, so feel it move from your feet as you allow them to soften and open to your ankles, up your legs, and your gluteal muscles and sits bones, into your torso, your genitals, your lower belly, your stomach area, solar plexus, lower and middle back, upper back and shoulders and neck, your chest. And as you're scanning up and noticing this flow, you may realize that you're holding tension in various parts of your body. When you notice that, just relax, just let go, just release the tension. There's no effort required. And that's important to notice. So let's keep going. Your throat, your face, so starting with your chin, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, your forehead, your scalp. And now, stepping back and experiencing the whole thing, both the denseness and the subtleness of the energetic flow, the denseness of the physical bones, muscles, and organs, and the subtlety of your neural system and your and this energy that flows through us. All right, great. Now let's check our emotional state. It's been a day, stuff has happened, and it has probably brought up emotions, both positive and uncomfortable. So what are you aware of right now? What is your current emotional state? Sad, glad, mad, scared, our families. You might not feel anything, so what does not feeling anything feel like? That is also an emotional state. As you pay attention to, will begin to open. And it may lead to noticing more physical activity because it's all woven together. All right, now let's go check our mental state. So not the content, but the activity level and the quality of that activity in your mind. So is it quiet and calm and feeling easy, or is it very active and distracted? Does it feel like it's positive energy, positive ideas, positive attitude, or neutral or negative? None of this is good or bad, right or wrong. It's just, you know, our current state, which changes constantly during the day. So you just want to know what it is right now. Okay, so now we're going to check into our spiritual state, and we do that by dropping into our hearts, and a great way to get there is to use our breath as a vehicle for dropping in. So bring your attention to your breath. Take a big, deep breath in and hold it for the count of four. So breathe to the count of four and hold to the count of four. Now exhale to the count of four and hold at the bottom. Very good. Now let's do that two more times. And when we exhale, we're letting go, we're dropping in, we are relaxing into and dropping in deeper inside. So two more times. Okay, now that we're inside a little bit, let's imagine you're in your heart, and to help locate that, and you're 2 inches below the middle of your sternum, and your spiritual heart resides in there in that centered place. And what is the state of your heart right now? How open, how relaxed, how soft, how receptive is your heart? It might be really rigid and tight. It might be more supple and receptive, ready to receive. And is there a weight that you can feel in your heart? We talk about heavy heart and lightheartedness. So where on that spectrum would you put your heart right now? And in terms of shades of lightness and darkness, where's your heart now? All right, so now we're going to set our intention to open our heart to receive what is there for us for tonight. And we do that by using the key to unlock the door of our heart to the inner realms, the remembrance, your word or phrase that represents for you, that symbolizes for you, the source of everything that you possibly could need that's available to you constantly, never goes away. We just forget. That's why we call this the remembrance. So begin to slowly repeat your word or phrase in your heart. And as you're repeating, allow yourself to let go and drop in more. Allow your heart to soften and open. And continue. Go on. Drop it. Let go. It's common for your mind to want to grab your attention. It's a very active entity, tool. So if that happens and you find yourself in your mind, just continue your remembrance and use your breath to drop back in to that deeper place. Notice what's happening, or if it seems like nothing's happening, notice what that is like. Explore. You may hear words, you may see pictures, you may just be experiencing sensations. If you've felt any discomfort in our initial check-in with our physical state, if there's any discomfort, it might be intensified actually as we do this. It's normal and okay. It's something that needs attention. So just trust the process. Keep remembering. Keep letting go. Keep dropping in. Okay, you're doing great. Keep going. So while you're in this state, allow your heart to show you the richness that is true in your life, that is available in your life right now. How are you being cared for and taken care of in ways that you may not normally notice, in ways that you may take for granted? With my friend in the program who didn't really pay attention to, the physical capabilities that he had, the senses that he had that were functioning well. And if that's not the case for you, maybe you have some physical ailments, so how are those supporting you? What lessons are you learning that are actually gifts in your life that have taught you a lesson that's been made a positive difference for you? Often our trials and tribulations and disappointments really do have a silver lining because they teach us something that's very important in our self-discovery and our ability to be compassionate and loving. And when we're giving in that way, there is a richness in both the receiving and the giving. It's a infinity cycle that completes itself when the giving is received and the receiver gives back the gratitude to the giver. About your important relationships. Where you feel solid and certain. There's some constancy that you can rely on. There's love. Support. It's compassion. So really drink it in. This is a gift. Because in this very moment, just the act of remembering is feeding you. It's feeding your heart. It's opening your heart. It's allowing you to experience your essence. Which you did not have to earn. It was given. And from which you can give to others. We're all needy. And we're all taken care of. Our needs are considered and taken care of, sometimes in ways that we didn't imagine or expect. And we can be surprised if we pay attention. So notice and open. Going to go for a couple more minutes. Okay, we're going to close the call now, but if you are still receiving, please continue until you have a sense of completion. And I would suggest that you write down a note or a list of all the ways that you're living in richness and abundance and that you're grateful for. And a great practice is to revisit that every day, or particularly when you're feeling down and empty. Start a gratitude list and you'll discover the abundance in your life. So have a great week and we'll be with you next week. Bye for now.